Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
It's Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And it's up to you which side of the window, the windshield, or the rear view you want to look out of. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
It's good to be here, man. It's a beautiful day. It's a Friday. It's a day after a game, a day before a game.
Did you just go straight to the game? Well, you are an insane man.
Yes. What the hell else you want to talk about today?
You've been black clouding ARP, NCAA.
Yeah, and that was yesterday. It's over. We have a tournament to play for. Let's figure that out.
And why I opened the show with what I opened the show up with, Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Fellas, I have no balls. There, I said it. So I wanted to go to the game last night, and the missus said we're going to Costco instead. So I could have planted my flag.
You didn't want to go to the game, Nikki.
No, I wanted to go to the game.
Poll question. If you don't make the game because your girlfriend wants to go to Costco, did you want to go to the game?
Well, yes or no? Let me take it a step further. Okay, so yesterday, the wife was off work, so her and Xavier, my youngest, were going to go to Elijah's game. He had a basketball game last night, which he's coming over tonight. We're going to do some film. got some things we need to talk about. So I was alone. So at 3:30, 3 o'clock, I was like, I'm just going to head on up that way. Mm-hmm. So I come up here, you know, all the coffee shops, got the new holiday menu. So mm-hmm. I stopped, got me something, come by the studio.
Right.
Because I was like, you know, I bet Nikki V's up there, Pat's up there. Coop ended up coming by, you know. Right. It was like, nah, Jack's up here. Like, I was like, nah, yeah, just go. I mean, they're my friends, you know. Yep. So I was like, I'm going to come up here and chill for an hour or so and then head up to the Yum Center. So I come up here and let me make things worse. For Nick, he's like,
naturally,
I didn't know about. I just found out that Costco is what it was. I was like, yeah, you gonna head up there or whatever? And he's like, nah, man, me and he kind of paused, and now I'm starting to see why, because he was like, me and Jeanette, we got some, we were supposed to go out together tonight, and I was like. Oh, okay, yeah, you know, I didn't ask no more about it. I was like, oh, okay, they probably got a date night or something, like, you know, schedule sometimes.
I mean, conflict. Or like his son could have been doing the Amazon Prime game of the week. So, I mean, that would be an excuse to make the games.
Right.
Hey, my son's actually my NFL linebacker son.
Yeah, my eighth grader who's in the most impressionable father-son times of his life.
Right.
You know, and if daddy's not at the game, I mean, this could cause issues down the line.
Right.
And I'm not there, you know.
Right,
so,
but,
yeah.
But, like, that's the time, like, some people just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to the game.
Elijah's going to end up producing my show one day.
Talking about Xavier. You like Xavier more?
I know. Xavier's better than everything.
This is how it starts.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it starts.
I got to sit down with him and be like, no. Pops established dominance and never let go.
He went to go cover Bellarmine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And Nikki ain't been right ever since.
Ooh, that's Wednesday.
All right. Truth be told, we had an appointment. Said appointment got canceled, rescheduled.
Okay, fair enough.
So at that point, it was like, hey, what do we want
to
do?
Let's go to Costco.
Let's maybe even go see basketball. And she was like, nah, Let's meal prep.
She's a Kentucky fan.
Why would she want to go to the Louisville game when we can go right on her social media and see her big blued out?
Yeah, she just went to Louisville.
Only for basketball. She roots for U of L football.
It makes it even worse.
We converted her there.
Let me guess. She's an Alabama fan. When she's not a Kentucky basketball fan.
I'm an Alabama football fan.
Yeah, but Alabama lost to Tennessee. Let me guess. She's a Rocky Top.
Okay, here's how we're going to meet in the middle on this.
All right.
Let me date Jeanette on the side for a year.
Stop. No more Jeanette jokes. I've gotten uncomfortable. Listen. I've gotten uncomfortable.
But you don't have to agree to this. Yes. I'm just saying, think about it.
Are we doing the Chappelle thing?
I'm letting everybody know right now that there's not going to be any problems for me.
And no, it's not trading spouses. You need a few months alone.
Listen, y'all. When Nikki and Rubbish,
that could be real dangerous.
when they go head to head or whatever. Y'all remember this day that Marcus checked out? Marcus said, "Steve, stop making that joke. This one too many."
This was the day.
This was the day.
This was the day.
Marcus removed himself from that joke. So anyway,
we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Listen.
Over a pineapple.
Are you excited? Are you excited that you don't want to talk IRP, or do you really not want to talk IRP?
I mean, No.
You're right. I saw where you were going.
Yeah.
What is there to talk about?
Yeah.
Do you not want any more spiking of the ball segment, any IRP, any exoneration conversation, or you really don't?
No, I think you did yesterday the way we did it because it was... it was a nail in that coffin.
Did any more realizations come to you? Because, like I said, I'm still in the cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's been some phenomenal.
We have a talented camper.
My God.
Listen, I'm still in, speaking of, cigarette smoking phase after I hear Coach Pitino, after I, the Coach Mac thing. Because here's the thing, Steve. I don't care what anybody says. And I'll just say you and I.
Yeah.
We battled extremism in the media.
Mm-hmm.
We battled Rick Pitino level cancel culture. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's made a mistake. Then somebody close to him made a mistake. And we just pinned a mistake on him. And then before you know it, you're sick of listening to the media. Half of the people don't even pay attention to the details of the story, and you and I are in here screaming about the details. Like, hey, that doesn't Kenny Johnson. This guy's story's changing. Brian Bowen's dad's story is changing. Hey, look at what happened at the Oregon thing. Hey, look at the notice of allegations. Look how it's wrong. Mm. And we're screaming at. And I don't care. I just don't like him.
Yeah,
I don't like him. Turns into he should get fired. And I'm saying, I don't care if you don't like him. Does he deserve to lose his job? Tom Jurich. I'm just sick of in the media. That's the media doing a sensational story. Yeah. That's cancel culture. Read the audit for yourself. Read that audit.
Mm-hmm.
Be rational. I'm just sick of the whole thing. That's a person that's good at his job that you're saying you're going to fire him because you just don't like him.
Yeah.
So anything somebody says bad, if they say it enough times, you're going to just believe it. And that's what it is. That's my Achilles heel. It's for people to just say, I don't like him, and then forget about the legal system and the fairness and what's fair and what's unfair and all that stuff. So just me personally.
Yeah.
It's been to me, it's been vindication of all those day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month conversations we had where I'm saying, look, I understand you don't like them. You're frustrated. You're mad. But, you're going to have to say this to yourself because I don't want to run into this again moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, hey, take a minute to say, okay, what are we really doing here?
I agree on that.
We're okay with firing Tom because you're sick of Rick or you're sick of, What are we doing? But point being, I got that last 24 hours. That's kind of getting out of my
system. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, since we've went off the air, I mean, there was more. I mean, I mentioned it on the show yesterday. I said, hey, it was big for a lot of fans, I think, with Rick Pitino to hear him be exonerated.
Mm-hmm. That's an important word. Mark Blakenbaker did a good job of saying that word. Like, that's an important word to come out of yesterday.
And he'll probably get a job now, you know? I mean, and Drew said on his show, so I guess it's okay to repeat, but he said on his show this morning that, you know, word was that Iona offered him an extension. He's like, nah.
Wait a minute.
Nah.
Iona offered him an extension today or yesterday, and he said, no, thank you.
What if you could just call an audible right now?
Yesterday's prices are not today's prices. Don't you ever put me in that situation again. Yeah.
No, y'all can't.
Steve, don't you ever.
I'm just saying.
Ever.
What if we could just say, hey, let's go back right now.
Huh. So.
Still your brother?
Nikki, poll question.
Oh, no. Yesterday was a great day overall. I mean, for Louisville fans with the IARP stuff. But I think now the Rick Pitino stuff, and there's some extra there. But for me, I'm done, like, with the IARP, just pertains to Louisville. Yeah. I'm kind of done with the spike in the ball thing. It's like, okay, it's over. I'm just glad that's why I celebrated so hard.
Yeah, you can be a real fan.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You can be a real
fan. Yeah, yeah. Like, I watched yesterday's game differently.
Yeah. Let me put a bow tie on that.
Cause yeah.
I think most people agree with you. They, you know, we celebrated a day. I want to address the last thing, the banner talk, because Drew asked the question, why is there a big rush for the banner talk, right? And I just want to, like, therapeutically psychoanalyze the fan base. Mm-hmm. Once you established words like exonerated, like once you went back over the IARP and the way they interpreted some of the evidence and all that stuff and how hearsay became the final, like, you know, then you know the fan base who says we were punished on hearsay unfairly,
yeah,
that vindication on that makes you say banner, you know, not like the fans aren't looking at it as a individual case.
Yeah,
they're thinking about it as no, a heavy-handed NCAA that obviously didn't use practical judgment. They did something different to us, you know.
Yeah,
they did
yeah.
something different to Notre Dame. We saw 5-7 cases over the last 5 years, the Carolina case, you know, we saw these cases, something different was done. We had an illegal, it's like once you find out a judge was dirty, you want to go back to all their cases and say, okay, what, you know, what did they do, what else did they do that was dirty?
Yep.
Now I want my banner back. Because I got judged by that judge who was taking payments from so-and-so. That's what the banner talk is. People are aware that there's different cases, but people are also aware that same NCAA crew was the one that came up with these notice of allegations and these ridiculous, Coach Pitino was too strict on them. That's why it's a department of...
I mean, the only people I really saw hissy fitting about that was Kentucky fans, though. I mean, y'all know it's three different cases.
That's a good point.
Because they know we're going to get the banner back.
Yeah, somebody asked me that this morning. I'm like, it's going to be a long process. But
in a couple years, you're going to say, Louisville's getting this banner back. and listen, I thought Rick Pitino left the door open. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think, okay, how do I say this? I know some are going to disagree with me. I do think Jurich will come back one day, and Rick Pitino. I mean, just we've had conversations with Tom. I mean, in recent, you know, yeah, T.
Jeez.
Yeah, Tara Lynn and Tom, you know, whatever, down in Clearwater. We kicked it on the back patio. Well, I mean, if I have, you have. Right?
Right. Same difference.
So it's all good. But I do think that will happen. So, yeah. I think, and you know, that's all going to be, you know.
Well said, too, Rick. we didn't get any kind of advantage on that court. Y'all know we didn't get any kind of advantage. Give me my banner back.
Yeah, like the team we played had, the team we played in the national championship game had as many five stars as we, more five stars than we did. I mean, you know,
He laid the foundation.
That team we played had Glenn Robinson Jr., had Tim Hardaway Jr., had Trey Burke, had Mitch McGarry. I mean, like, they were stacked. Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, that. So you agree with my banner, big picture? That's the reason, kind of. You know.
Oh, and listening to Rick always gets us in our feels, because he's just awesome.
I agree. Okay, so you're done with that. As I am, mm-hmm. I'll never pass up a chance to echo, though. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Let's remember exonerated. Uh-huh. Let's remember, you know, the IARP, they picked apart.
Yeah.
All of these cases. He was too strict, you know, all that stuff. So I won't bring up that conversation.
Tetra says, Steve, can you elaborate on the return of TJ? I cannot.
If I see a window,
yeah,
I'll scream out the window, but I won't bring it up.
Yeah.
I won't bring it to anybody's front porch, anything like that.
Also, since we mentioned Tom Jurich, let me give a round of applause. So my captain.
Say it.
The man I follow into battle now. Josh Hurd.
Josh, what do we got next?
Yeah, listen.
Well, look, he scratched off. Show me that to-do list, Josh.
Josh Hurd has...
good answer.
He is becoming... This is becoming his kingdom.
We need new court.
Well, that's coming.
To-do list. Let's get it going.
We're not going to be like Kentucky, where they throw those nasty logos up there, and they're like, look, we just can't stand it anymore, okay? So we just got to put this big blue block on here. It's the central bank. I mean, at Louisville, we'll be like, we can't just put a big red sticker on the side of the court. Like, we're going to go ahead and get a new court.
Yeah.
Because we can't sand this one again. That's literally what Kentucky was saying. Like the bank that sponsors that had to like come out and tell people. They're like, guys, the Kentucky, just they can't sand their court anymore. It's old.
You'll actually fall through.
Yeah, they're telling us, please stop getting mad at us. We didn't ask them to put this there.
Yeah, you don't want somebody to actually go through the court.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
It's just paper thin, y'all.
Can you imagine just a big, like, I'm trying to think
Oscar
of a...
Sheep.
No. Oh, God, no. No, I'm talking about just like a some company that sponsors Louisville, and you're just like, it's a big sticker. You're like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Right on top of Denny Crum Court.
So what's going on here?
Somebody got a Sharpie. You want to write Denny Crum Court on the top of that? Like, no, I don't. That's hideous. But yeah, you know, I just think there's that. And again, fans woke up today for the first time in a long time. And it's just about being a fan again. Now, here's what it's going to take. What I will say is, you can't out of one side of your mouth now. This is the one thing.
I'm listening.
You can't out of one side of your mouth go, oh, Louisville's taking 5 years of punishment. And then go, I can't believe the product's not better on the floor.
You've had 5 months.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, yeah. And I understand.
I don't know,
Jack,
Steve.
Jack said it great this morning.
I don't know. Go ahead. Keep going.
Jack. I thought Jack Grossman said it great this morning. He said, you know, some people are holding Louisville to the standard of what Louisville basketball is and will be
again.
Has
always been, yeah.
But no program, Kentucky, Kansas, anybody, go through 5 years of what we just went through, wouldn't take a hit. Now, remember, in that time, we somehow managed to get to a 2 seed at one time.
Be number one, yep.
Be number one in the country at one time. You know, and we've had some bad years in between. And now, here we are. We're for the first time, we're picking up. Now, what I will say is, yeah, you know, starting next year, you kind of, you know, it's like, okay, I'd like to see a 23 guy or so, mm-hmm. or, you know, 24 guy. Like, let's. Which, by the way, let me add really quick. Can I add this in before we kind of really get going? It needs to be said, this weekend, five-star Carter Bryant is going to be on campus for an official visit.
First recruit under no cloud.
Don't know if anybody noticed yesterday, but A.J. Johnson just quietly announced he was going to go play with Isaiah Miranda. From Donda Cat, not Overtime Elites. He's just going to go to another high school, not a semi-pro team. I'm sure he's going to play in college.
Wait, what? So. Semi-pro? What?
Yeah, like I mean, I'm sure Dillingham's probably. It's probably all just for fun.
Wait. What are you talking about, Steve?
You know, Robert Dillingham's going to go to Overtime Elite.
No, that's not true. Dillingham is signed to go to Kentucky.
Yeah, and I'm sure he still will. You know,
saying, Steve?
I mean, hey, get back, guy. Okay, hey, now, Marcus. I'm sure he'll still play at Kentucky, okay? I mean, let me be clear. I need to say
that you talk that
Marcus, you're not going to let me say it. I have to make sure the people know. I'm not saying he won't play at Kentucky, okay? Whew.
You mean like
how to get that
like
out.
The Shaden Sharp kind of thing?
I mean kind of but I'm not saying he's Shaden Sharp, okay? Let me be clear. I'm not saying he's Shaden Sharp,
but it looks the route.
Marcus,
looks,
get back.
I marked that for you.
Yeah.
Get back. The route looks almost like a...
Marcus?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I'm a get back guy. All right.
AJ Johnson, Isaiah Miranda.
AJ Johnson went to play with Isaiah Miranda at Southern California Academy. I mean, I think that's something to... I got about one more of those, and I'm going outside. one more, and I'm going outside.
Okay, so.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, does that mean something? I don't know. I got to chat with Jake Weingarten last night. He echoed, I don't think he mind me saying. He said, I think this is what some people were starting to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, It is a massive thing for Kenny Payne and them now.
Yeah, to have freedom. Yeah.
Yeah, which is obvious, but I mean, you know, he's been talking about it
on the trail. Like, think about it. Everybody who considers you 75%, mm-hmm. if you're on somebody's top five list,
yeah.
80% of not coming here is probably,
yeah,
you know, or no, I won't say 80%, but I mean, at least half of it's kind of like, dude, even if I'm one and done, I don't.
That's right.
I don't want to come in here and not be able to make the tournament.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to come here and be under a 2 or 3 year tournament ban like Coach. I'm just saying for hypothetical. Coach Cal told me they might get 2 or 3 year ban.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what's the Shire?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not Shire. What's the kid's name?
Yeah, John Shire.
Okay, yeah. Coach Shire said they might get 2 or 3 year ban. Coach Izzo, and those were the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, Louisville. All three coaches are saying 2-3 year ban.
Yep.
Now I get to go. I get to call that kid and say, "Hey, kid, I told you that they were just lying to you. I wasn't."
Yeah.
Like you can start the conversation with, "Okay, now you tell me all the schools who said I was getting 2-3 year mm-hmm. ban." Yeah, like, and I'm speaking kind of extreme, but you get the point.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to tell a quick story, Steve, because this is going to be about, you know, it's a Friday. It's a, you know, freelance
absolutely.
Friday. So here's the story. My dad, you know, this is some stories. You, me, Nikki, we all do the same thing. It's just some stories that. It gives you such a good feeling that you can't help but to repeat it. And it doesn't matter how many people in the room have heard this story before.
Mm-hmm.
One of my dad's favorite stories is he loves to talk about us getting beat down in high school my sophomore year. And by the end of the year, we were screwing up people's homecomings. Right. And he said, and then that's next year when y'all actually start learning how to play. He's talking about that transition, right? I'm just jumping out right here.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be a fan all you want. Everybody around me can be a fan all they want. When we start talking about basketball, I know retroactively this is going to be my funnest time, my most appreciated time.
Okay.
I sat with you yesterday at the game. And you were a fan.
Yeah.
Nikki, he was a fan.
Yeah.
And when I say fan, listen, whatever nervous tics that Steve has, they all came back. He's jabbing in his fingernails. He's just.
Is he doing that thing with the poop again?
His leg tap. I mean, all his triggers, all his poker, he must got something over it. Like, he lost all of it. He was telling the truth when he said, after that IARP decision, he's done and he changed. He changed.
Mm.
Listen, Nikki.
Do you want to hear what Kenny Payne said about that? Reacting to the IARP?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But thank you for being, you know, on point with that.
Thank you.
So, Nikki, we go to the game. Steve's like dying, you know, like autonomic responses. All his axons are fired. He's a full fan, right? Nikki, it might be 7-4. be 7-4, Nikki. It's a hypothetical moment, but it happened, so it's not as hypothetical as it sounds. Somebody, okay, Brandon Huntley Hatfield's waiting on a rebound. You know, one of those guys just outworked him, gets in there and gets the rebound or gets the tip out and it goes to the other player. He was firing Kenny. He was looking down at the bench. Who we subbing out, right? I'm going to be the get back guy for Steve being a fan.
That's probably fair.
Because, keep in mind.
I called out a screen. You can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that where we sit. But I was like, God, I almost cussed. Like, if y'all aren't going to talk. And like,
but here's the thing.
I was like, pick.
You might not Six want man. To say that on the radio.
I know. I couldn't help it, though. It was like he was sitting and he wasn't saying a word. I was like, left. You know, like, come on, man. Somebody.
Steve's going to be sixth man of the year.
No, but like, listen. I'm telling you this story. He, you know, he was watching that as intense as anything. But here's what he was saying on another play. Like on, let's just say two plays later, Nikki. He was saying, man, look at the way they're moving that ball. You know, like, man, and he's like, man, he's like, I'm confused. He's like, we looked apart, you know, like we're doing a lot of good things. I say, Steve, consistency is what you don't have. You see some good, you have a good play, a bad play, good, you know, a good two or three plays. Then you have that bad run, you know. It's exactly what he said every practice was like. First day, 30 minutes, all mistakes. Next day, you know, took 15 minutes to get it right one time. And then we got it right three times in a row. You know, he explained exactly what it looked like. If you watched it, and Steve was like, man, you know, it's like, you know, you could see all the good stuff. They look better. Man, this guy's running different. That guy's running different. But then Steve was jumping into another body. He went back to championship expectations, right? It was fascinating, Nikki, because I see him jumping from body to, you know, from actual spirit of a championship spirit. But here's the problem. I know that he looks at the team and sees the ceiling and a bad plan sees the floor. So I'm like, this is going to be, I'm going to enjoy that. He's going to need medical attention.
Yeah, I actually tweeted that out last night. There was some point with about 5 minutes ago, I was like, my health is going to struggle this season.
Yes.
It's like, I'm gonna start smoking. I'm gonna start smoking cigarettes.
And here's the thing.
It's the only way to get through this.
I had to talk about this on the radio today because, fan, you're going to go through exactly what Steve is going through.
Yeah.
Listen, the product, like, I'm gonna give Steve exercises like this, Nikki. Okay, a guy gets around JJ Trainer, right? Gets to the bucket, you know, gets an and one, right? Steve's gonna say, "Oh God, go zone."
Yes.
I'm gonna say, "Or Steve, you want to go back to the pack line?"
Mm-hmm.
To every single person who watches JJ D up five times in a row, get up and say, "Good stop, yeah. JJ, good stop."
Yeah.
And then one time he gets burnt, I want you to yell out. If we was in a pack line, that wouldn't happen.
I know. Don't, in the heat of the moment, I'm like, yes. Yes, if we're going to win, yes.
Go 2-3.
Pack line it up.
Right?
My God.
Yeah.
What have we become?
Right. But listen, if you're looking at it like, win now, you're going to yell pack line zone. But if you watch a couple minutes when they're really performing, when you watch that JJ Trainer alley-oop, you know, Ellis out there, you're like, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah. Don't, and L. Throw the oop and dodge the charge.
Listen, go back and look at it.
You think so?
Go back and look at it.
All right, fair enough.
Listen, I said the exact same thing.
Okay.
L, they should have called you for a charge.
Yeah.
Steve, when you go watch
it. Now, let me be clear, because I'm going to agree with you, because my eyes went hand, ball, JJ, guys on the ground.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah. L charge.
Yeah.
Steve, I said the exact same thing. That's a charge. When you go back and see the television angle,
mm-hmm.
right, slow motion, underneath the basket, yeah. they're right behind the kid. You and I are in front of each other, that kid was like, Ellis was moving to, he threw it and he was gone to the right.
Well, to be fair, they called a charge later in the game. Yeah. That was one of the worst charge calls I've ever seen. Lottie had to look over at me like, don't do it.
Steve, what did the ref say?
I was like, that's it. I'm heading out there.
The referee told the kid, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. Roger Ayers told the one kid, he was like, I'm in a good mood. Don't piss me off. I was like, yeah, same, Roger. Same. Look, go tell your little bald friend to get his crap together.
Because he's...
I don't understand why delegation refs hate us here at Louisville. I don't.
Overcompensation.
I don't get it. Yeah, I'm like...
No, they're overcompensating.
I'm like, come on, dude.
Listen, and I did have a theory just like...
It was a terrible call.
Steve, get used to that because... And Nick, you want to grab it real quick? Steve, you know why you want to say get used to that?
No.
Because I know it sucks. This is going to suck. Steve, when you go back and look and you see, I want you to clean this up for me because I don't feel like getting canceled on Friday.
I don't care.
Nikki's time to shine. What do you got?
Nikki?
Yes.
Let's just say Chaminade was very full of sneaky athletic individuals. Okay.
Okay.
When you looked at the size difference,
they did have a Deshaun. What do we call it?
Oh, the new one, Delroy.
Delroy. They did have a Delroy. Delray.
Yeah, Delray. They had a Delray. Maybe two. No, one and a half.
I will say, listen, I'm gonna get in trouble. I might get in trouble for this one. I'm gonna say anyways. Just the look on Brett Dawson's face one time when that white guy, he backs. It was at Huntley down or something. He scored, and I looked over and Brett Dawson was like. Like, how does that happen? I was like, yeah, I don't know, man.
And there were some deceptive, and listen, I'm making the joke, but I'm kind of saying, you know, deceptive. Like, I wouldn't have saw that coming.
No, they're big dunked like a county high school team dunks. Like, you know, like, oh, crap, I'm open. I can dunk. You know, just kind of, you pop the rim real hard. Yeah. Like, oh.
So listen, when you see it and you see the, like, when you see a JJ, a Kamari, a Jalen Withers, like at the three, a Brandon out there, and, you know, with an L. Like when you see it out there, it makes you angrier because you're like, we're huge. There's no way they should get a rebound. Like you, I'm telling you, your margin for error is zero just because of how we look. You're like, I can't believe it. How did that happen? We have three humans that are 6'9 and up. And when you see Chet, 6'6 Chet.
Just assuming his name was Chet. I don't know, man, but
I got the box score. It's actually
that little number zero. You want to talk about pissing me off? Like, he was doing too much.
He was on one.
I was so mad at L, and L was dominating. Like, L was having a great game, and I was like, dude, I can't keep watching this. Like, this guy's really pissing me off.
That kid had the attitude that Kenny Payne wants our players to have.
He would score, and he was like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, stop! Put your hands down, stupid.
Up our crowd, Nick.
Yeah, like, dude.
You want to know his name?
Yes.
Braden.
That's number zero?
Braden Olsen, yeah. Finished with 27 Braden points. Olsen.
Who's number two?
Un momento.
Did you hear when Kenny Payne, they said he had 27. Kenny said, he had 27? He said, oh, that ain't going to work.
Oh, that just can't happen.
That can't happen.
It's like, somebody young.
Yeah, when you see a rebound go to Chet and Braden.
I know.
You're kind of like you don't care, because you don't care. You're just like, I don't care. I don't care how hard of a worker.
Well, they got a Greek kid.
Chet. Who's number two?
Why would you do that?
Because I got excited. His name is Nicholas. That's why.
Number two's name is Nicholas?
No.
See, who's number two's name? I'm not
gonna Jalen Bratton.
Of that's course, that's a lie.
No,
Jalen Bratton.
No, he's right, Steve. Listen, I watched the replay.
That's a lie.
And I was gonna call you.
That's a
and
lie.
Listen, I swear to God, Steve, I was gonna call you and say, Steve, I bet you don't know who that kid's name is.
That's a lie.
Jalen.
That's a lie.
Yeah, hey,
Bratton.
If number two's name is Jalen Bratton,
we would have gave him a pass.
No.
From Shallow Water, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, played at Lubbock
Jalen
Christian.
Yep. From Texas. Shallow Water, Texas. And Nikki.
That's a lie.
Nikki.
Not Nick's line. They're website.
He looks like Logan Paul.
Exactly. 100% Logan Paul.
That's a lie.
Can you imagine how irritated people were watching Logan Paul come into our sport and dominate?
Oh.
He's awesome at wrestling. He's fighting Roman Reigns tomorrow.
I didn't know that.
For the title.
Where's Lamar Jackson gonna be at?
That was awesome too. Listen, there was some I was pleased with.
Right.
Some
right.
I was disappointed
let me take,
with.
Let me take the first phone call. Who we got? Dan, fire away, my man.
Hey fellas, how y'all doing this morning? Hey, listen, like everybody else in Card Nation, I was elated yesterday to hear the news and everything. But you know, this morning I got up and I was a little bit pissed. You know, I'm kind of like the guy that they threw in a penitentiary for something he didn't do, and it's like, oh, all of a sudden they realize they screwed up and they let me out. Well, you know, that's all well and good. I'm tickled death to be out of jail, but what about the 5 years of pure hell that the NCAA has put us through? I mean, that's what is eating at me right now. So, you know, that kind of leads me to the next step, which is the banner, which you guys have discussed a little bit today. Now, I'm sure there's a Pollyanna foo-foo process to go through to petition the NCAA to get our banner back. Now, is this going to take another 5, 10, 15 years? Who knows, you know. Do you guys see anything wrong? Is there anything illegal or whatever? But put up our own damn banner where the other one was, with the absence of the four letters NCAA, which at this point doesn't carry a lot of weight anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to see somebody at our university, because I think the Yum Center does not belong to the NCAA. Am I correct?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because they took that away from us, too.
Okay, well, we could put any kind of drapery we want in there, okay?
Right.
That's our center, okay? It's not theirs. So I just thought I'd run that past you guys and see if anybody else would be in favor of that. You know, throw it up and give a big middle finger to the NCAA. This would be, you know, that's what I guess I'm looking for revenge now. I want my pound of flesh. Okay? Just thought I'd see what you guys thought about that. Thanks for listening to me. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, Dan. I appreciate that call. I would say this. After that IARP decision, I don't think anybody's in a mood to be petty like that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, hey, we got a good favor, good fortune. Listen, y'all, I'll even put it this way, Dan. I've been going back and forth with a guy in media as of late. I put bygones be bygones. So everybody's in the mood right now to be sports fans for a little while.
Yeah, just enjoy. Let's try to enjoy the sport. Let's right. Enjoy the team.
Just for a second. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the Sports Center Update, brought to you by UPS Jobs. Swing by their hiring event today and tomorrow at 8203 National Turnpike, or visit upsjobs.com to learn more. U of L hoops wrapping the preseason, rallying to defeat Chaminade 80-73 last night. L. Ellis leading all scorers with 28 points. Kenny Payne postgame says, "Yeah, that's cool, but I could still use a little more from y'all."
In spots, I thought he was great. Again, I thought there were points of the game where he got away from what we needed. He tried to score. I don't need you to try to score. The ball is in your hands too much for you not to get basket. You control a lot of the things that we're doing on the court. I want more defensive intensity. I want you to take pride in that.
The Cards, they tip the season with Bellarmine next Wednesday. On the gridiron, U of L football taking on James Madison tomorrow. Our coverage begins right here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app at 4 p.m. with the Miller Lite pregame show, 6 p.m. network pregame, and then 7:30 network play-by-play of the Cards and the Dukes. On the pitch, Lou City hosting the Tampa Bay Rowdies for the USL Eastern Conference final. That game kicks at 7:30 at Lynn Family Stadium. And it's Breeders' Cup weekend. Undefeated Flightline, your 3-5 favorite.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and will always be one of the most valuable resources one could have, especially in Kentucky. And if you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Got anything else going on? Or are you going to wait?
No, I'll wait.
Okay. So, Steve, during our break,
yeah,
I'm having these big picture thoughts, and I'm trying to bridge the gap.
Right.
I'm trying to bridge the gap between watching basketball as just a game-to-game win-loss final result.
Sure.
Or saying, hey, how are we evaluating this team? Like I wrote it down. You know, like, how have we been evaluating these first two games based on the opponent? Because here's the thing. I keep hearing the echo chamber of, well, like, the only thing, as I heard about, like, if you asked anybody what they know about Chaminade, only thing they would have said for the past 24 hours, 48 hours, is they lost to Ohio State by 50.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you care about. So am I just going to compare it to, like, you know, that? Or the other thing is, what's the other set? Like, is everything just going to be, hey, I said we don't have no guards, so everything's going to be based on guard play for the rest of the season?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if that's what you dug into, I mean, I think that's the baseline analysis, you know. And I just, you know, I mean, if that's just your baseline analysis, then that's where you're going to stick. And you know, I'm definitely not pleased. You know, but I try to
not
look
pleased versus do you understand a like, you know, like I made the example about the offensive lineman. Like you come to a new program, you just deal with the lines. Like you're like, okay, I can go get Boogie later on. Right now,
yeah,
I'm going to be at 85 scholarships. I'm, you know, I'm going to want 50 of them to damn near be offensive and defensive line so I can, you know, make an environment. Then year two, year three, I go get the speedsters and, you know, or you really put my recruiting efforts into the.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think everybody just basically is like, you know what to expect this season. So I don't know if it's just. Maybe if recruiting picks up in the next couple months, mm-hmm. I think people will start to evaluate this team different.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, you know,
you get my point. Because
if you've decided that his problem is guards, and you're just, you know, and this and that, and then you're just gonna,
yeah.
I mean, until you get more,
yeah. But it's fair to say, okay, problem is guard if you're not worrying about developing the other parts of the team.
Well, yeah, but if that's what you're worried about, that's why I say. I mean, if you already have your taglines and your baseline, then you're not going to change it all year.
Mm-hmm.
If they get better and go to a Sweet 16 and they lose that game, you're going to say, well, if they had gotten some more guards in the portal, they'd have went to the Elite Eight. You know, because
yeah, like, here's the thing, the reason I say that is because I'm kind of going back through the. You know, thinking I'm like, we gave, you know, our bigs gave up rebounds. They were, you know, they were more disappointed. Like Brandon was more disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the inside rebound was more disappointing because I was looking at our wing play, and I'm like, JJ, I was excited with him.
Yeah,
I was excited with Mike James. I was excited with Kamari Lance. Look, you know, got the nerves off his back. You know, I was excited. With, you know, L. Ellis, he made some bad decisions, but he played pretty good. And it's just like, they say it's like a negative that even if L. Ellis plays good, it turns into a negative that, well, he's going to have to play good. You know, I'm just like, are we watching the rest of the game? Like, didn't we watch some people get better?
Yeah, no, to me, well, yeah. I mean, just in a nutshell, the biggest takeaways for me is, I mean, I'm extremely disappointed in Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Mm.
Like, extremely disappointed.
What was the number one thing?
Well, because I look at that and I say, dude, like, there's just, I don't think it's, okay, the biggest knock on him was don't always look like he has a motor.
Yep.
And we brought you in here and that looks to be the case.
Right.
And, like, even with Sydney, like, Sydney gets on my nerves sometimes, too, right now.
Right.
But Sydney shows flashes of it's like, now I need that all the time.
Yep.
Okay, so now at least I have some stuff.
And we've seen him do it.
Yeah, yeah. So Brandon, to me, is the one, like, I've said it multiple times on the show, I thought he'd be the best player on the team, and he still may end up being.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, I just, it has been, that's the one, I think he's the one that's made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, JJ Traynor, man, I think that dude took, I think he grew up so much over the last couple games right in front of our very mm-hmm. eyes. He played like, I watched him in there
game
with
one
Sydney last night, and he was muscling rebounds. I'm talking 3 feet from me, Marcus, going up towards the end of the game, give me that ball, you know, mm-hmm. and like, and he'd go back up, and even if he missed,
yep.
it was like,
yeah, he was when he shot his three and followed it up.
That dude, him, and Kamari Lance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen.
To me, 25% jump.
I won't, at this point, I mean, it's way too early to start questioning Kenny Payne on what he does.
Is it?
But I would be kind of surprised if Kamari Lance and JJ Traynor don't start against Bellarmine.
Oh, they're totally keeping these guys honest.
Yeah.
They're gonna keep the front lineup honest.
And they might, yeah.
Just say, hey. Oh, listen, this is the first time Kenny Payne's mentioned discipline and consequences.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Well, because I did like that he said that last night. He said the time is coming
mm-hmm.
where there's going to be consequences for doing the wrong
yeah,
thing.
Like
in
right
the game.
Now, so, I'm yeah. teaching. Right yeah. now, I'm still teaching because this is how you have to do it. Consequences coming.
But I do think JJ and Kamari, man, have impressed me.
Listen, each call has to be less than 30 seconds so we can keep Nikki healthy. Who we taking first, Nikki? Chris, you got 30 seconds. Fire away.
Maven Rummage. Hey, first of all, I didn't get in yesterday. I'm glad I never have to hear Cloud over us or Pipeline again.
Yeah.
Glad that's over. Secondly, you guys must have watched the same game I watched last night because I didn't think we would have trouble rebounding. And the only person who rebounded was JJ. Off our post guys, catch the ball about two steps off the block. So the only thing they have is a cross-court pass. Our big guys have to be the catalyst of this team. They have to want the ball. And I'm with you guys. Hanley, he didn't want the ball. He didn't go to the basket. Sidney only did it maybe once or twice. Our big guys have to be the foundation of this team. Our guard play is going to be fine. I'll get off and I'll listen to you.
Chris, appreciate the call. Yeah, like I said, they're doing a spacing thing right now. It's fun, kind of fun to watch them develop. Who we got right there, Nikki? Yo, Locke. Fire away.
Fellas, good afternoon.
Look, I got you for 30 seconds, so I'll get Nikki in trouble.
Yes, sir. I get right down to it. Hey, man, you know what? I think it's going to, one factor we're not thinking about is the rain. I think it's going to be a big factor. If Louisville could go without turning the ball over, because, in the rain, the ball's going to be a little slippery, a little slick.
Right.
If they could go without turning the ball over. And it's going to be windy, too. So the kicking game is going to be a factor as well. But I think if Louisville can go without turning the ball over, I think we'll beat James Madison, without a doubt.
Well, I appreciate that call. I appreciate that energy. Steve,
we have not talked 1 second of college football today.
We just got Lawrence by your lot.
Goodness gracious. That
means he was listening to something else before he called in, right?
Or it's just he wasn't listening to anything. That's what he wanted to talk about.
Oh, Steve, I got a long story short, y'all. I got a bill to pay. It's more important than this show. Currently. See y'all tomorrow night. 7:30. James Madison.
Yeah. 7:30.
Middays and Marcus Maven, 939 DeVille.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.